Blog Talk Radio.
supposed to sing this tonight, but I keep hearing this. And after all that I've been through, I've got a story to tell you. He wouldn't let the devil consume me, because God knew he could use me. And God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for me, he'll do the same for you. God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for me, he's given you the same grace. God has given you the same grace. God's given you the same grace. I'm talking about that Daniel grace. Hey, same grace. Put your hand on your neighbor's shoulder. Tell him, God is what he's done for me, he'll do the same for you. God is a respecter of sons. What he's done for me, he'll do the same for you. Because he's given you the same grace. I needed to release that tonight, so some of you would understand that even though you are in the fire, the same grace that he gave Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is the same grace that God has given you. What is that, Bishop? What is that grace, Bishop? You're going to be in the fire, but when you come out, you won't smell like smoke. You're going to be in the fiery furnace, but when you come out, you won't look like what you've been through. God's given you the same grace. Same grace. Lay your hand on your neighbor, say, same grace. Tell him, say, because he's given. Raise it again. After all that I've been.
Willie Murphy. Baby Doug.
Oh, it's Woo!
All day.
Again, Father God, we just give you praise and honor, Lord. There's just so much going on right now, Jesus. We just want to thank you. Anyway, we just want to continue to thank you, Lord, because once again, the enemy is constantly trying to be busy in my life, trying to forfeit the work of the Lord, trying to push me aside, trying to make sure nothing gets done. Amen. Glory to God. But the devil is a liar. The Lord's work will get done. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to say a word of prayer to fight the atmosphere, to fight those things that's not like God in the atmosphere, to change the atmosphere to a more positive vibe. Amen. Father God, we thank you. in advance for tomorrow. We thank you for what you've already done today, and we thank you what you're going to do the next second of this day. Father, we need you. We adore you. We praise you, Father. We pray for the spirit of correction, God. We pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the enemy let his hands loose on all the airways, on every technology, every little piece of equipment that the enemy is trying to postpone your work. The devil is a liar. He will not succeed. We will continue to give you praise. We'll continue to lift your name with our honor, with our worship, with our praise, God. We'll continue to serve you any way, in every way we know how, Father. There is no surrendering in us, Father. There is no thorn in the towel in us. So, Father, we thank you for the spirit of patience. We thank you, Father, for your gratitude. We thank you for your wisdom, your knowledge, your love, and understanding. And most of all, Father, we thank you for our assignment. Father, we know without you, Father, we are nothing, God. So we just want to thank you for giving us another day, another chance of life, God, and another chance to get it right with you. So, Father, we just want to praise you and honor you, and we just want to thank you, Father, for not counting us out. We love you, and we pray you on this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Left alone, but never forgotten, misunderstood. But my future is just starting. God is molding me and shaping me. He's building me and making me. A king is being formed right in front of your eyes. So don't count me out.
If you don't see what he sees, you can't think how much you throw me. He's resting on me. I'm his choice.
Don't count me out.
Hallelujah. Yes. That the trying of all faith work of patience. Amen. How many know that we serve an undefeated God? No matter what the enemy try to put in our way, no matter what path, whatever he tries to do, we serve an undefeated God. He has never lost a match. He has never lost a decision. He has never lost a soul. He has never lost. He is not a loser. He is not a quitter. We serve an undefeated God. And because we serve an undefeated God, we got the fight that we be undefeated. Amen. And I'm talking about in the spiritual realm. We just got to remember, because trials and tribulations are coming, and they come to make us strong. So in the midst of those trials, just pump up your spirit, man, and say, this one comes to make me strong. My Father is undefeated. Amen. Hallelujah.
because anytime you sing about Jesus, how many of you know there's something about that name? There's something about that name. I want you to listen to it. Let's let the Lord bless us in this time.
Friday night, if you was in the street, you wouldn't hold back.
Thank you. when I call you.
Thank you. But most of all,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hoo-wee. Can't let it go.
Willie Murphy. Baby Tuck.
All day.
God tonight, there is an abundance in his presence. I wonder if there's anybody who's thirsting for more of God. We go through so many things in life, but we should never lose that thirst for God. And God is so able, he is so capable, God has capacity. He is able to fill you. For he has said that those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Shall be filled. Is there anybody who believes that tonight? That if I'm thirsting for God, I shall be filled. Hallelujah. Lift those hands and say, Lord, I'm thirsty.
I'm thirsty for your presence.
As I was pondering the lyrics of this song, the Spirit began to give me revelation. And when we say we bow before Jehovah, we're not just talking about an anatomical posture. Because once we declare that Jehovah reigns, it's not just that he is in charge. It's not just that he can make some rules and mandates. But reigning is indicative of a majestic authority. When we say Jehovah reigns, what we're saying is that he is the king. Huh? And he began to deal with me about me. That's the wonderful thing I love about worship, because it moves beyond a corporate experience. And this thing begins to become personal. And when we say we bow before Jehovah, what we are saying is, not only do I have a bend, not only do I kneel, but my will, my way, I submit to your
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just really appreciate you, Father. Thank you for this worship and praise experience on this evening. Thank you for making things happen so we can push even harder, Lord. I just thank you for the obstacle course, God, that we never quit, that we endure until the end, Father. We praise you and we just love you. And I just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to thank all our listeners, all our supporters, and everyone who find it not robbery to tune in with us and just be a part of MCI Ministry Radio. And just to know that God is doing great things in this ministry and he's not done yet. And if you do like Fresh Friday, Fire Friday, following weeks to have the same kind of experience and even more on a daily basis, amen. We're counting down to the day that we'll be doing this at least 4 or 5 days a week from Monday. We'll still have all your 666, but at Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and even on Friday, we'll have Fresh Fire Fellowship, and we'll just have ministry music. We'll call in. We'll talk. We'll take emails for your requests. We're going to do so many, many things, but we want you guys to be a part of it. It's just not about us. We are a family. We are coming together to fellowship and encourage each other. MCI Ministry Radio is about encouraging each other, lifting each other up, praying for one another. You pray for me and I'll pray for you. And sincere prayers. Amen. Glory to God, because he has given us the gift of prayer for one another. God hears the prayers of the righteous. Amen. And we just got to, you know, it's ministry and it will go on. And if we was cavemen and God gave us a way to minister to the other cavemen, or he gave us a way to minister, that's what he wants us to do. We cannot use excuses. Well, I can't go here. Okay, that's just the building. The building is abandoned now, but God lives in us. Jesus lives in us. The anointing is in us. The power is in us. Amen. We just got to continue to have the love for the Lord and the love for the Lord's work. Amen. And the love for the Lord's people, those that are still lost. Amen. We got to make sure that we empower ourselves so we can empower them, and we can empower them. They can empower their families and their communities. And we'll just be one big family the way God plans for it to be. Everybody saved. Amen. And to some people that might say I'm sound so far-fetched, but I just have in my heart that I just believe that we all do our part. One touch another, one pray for another, and the other one learn how to pray and get saved, and so on and so on.
God's work can get done. It can get done. You know, we was in the battlefield of a mind in a few minutes ago. Like, it was just so chaotic. It was just so chaotic. But when the breakthrough came and then the ministry came, see, God ministered to me through this music. I do this because I know that keeps me in tune with my spirit, man. That keeps me fellowshipping with God even in the evening. It keeps me fellowship. It keeps me. And, you know, we all locked in, and, you know, so many mental problems going on and people getting depressed. We here, like, turn it on, push the button, put up your computer, push the button, and let the Lord have his way in your life. Let him, like, just praise God. Just worship to the Lord. It's fellowship. It's fellowship. You know what I mean? We have no excuses. God has given us an avenue. God has given us so many tools to do his work. He has given us wisdom. He has given us strength and energy to do what he has called us to do. We want you to participate. We want you to be a part of. You know, tell us what you want to hear. If you have a request, email us. We're going to give you all this information. You know, we're going to look out. We're going to look out because the love of the Lord is in our heart, and the love of God's passion for people is in this ministry. Amen. Glory to God. You know, we were just talking about God is not a peculiar people. I know I done played this song so many times in my life. I just love this song, but I'm going to pray out. And before we go, I'm going to play it again because I just love the Lord and I love the words. And I just believe it. Just take the words in your heart and say them. Just take the words and say them and mean it. Like, we got to get this passion back. We just had the revival Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We got to get the fire back. We got to get that fire burning back. Amen. Glory to God. Like I said, we love you. We're going to pray out and we're going to close with a song. And please tune in. If you have any questions, you can call First Lady at 302-883-9799 if you want prayer. That is our ministry number, 302-883-9799. That is the ministry's phone number. You will get in touch with someone. One of us will answer that phone. You will never call and their phone is not answered. Amen. Glory to God. That is a lifeline. That is a spiritual line. It's there. It's to be used. If you don't call, we don't know. And if the Spirit lays it in our heart to call you, we'll do that. If the Spirit lays in our heart to pray before you call without you calling, we'll do that. But if the Spirit lays in your heart for you to call, be obedient to the Spirit. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for trials and tribulations. We thank you for ups and downs. We thank you for being in the middle, being in the gap, holding us together, Father, like spiritual gorilla glue. We love you, Father. We need you, God. There's no one like you, the creator of all things, the Alpha and Omega. No one is greater than you. No one is higher than you, and no one is more powerful than you. So, Father, we just pray that you continue to give us divine wisdom. Continue to give us divine understanding of you. Continue to give us the willpower to seek your word. Seek you out, Father. Let your word engulf in us, Father. Let your word be a part of us. Let it be tattooed on our heart, God. Let it be in our loins, God. Let it be all of us. Let your word become us, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Bless our families, Father. Bless our neighbors. Bless our children, grandchildren, friends, uncles, enemies, people we don't even know, God. We ask you to go through this atmosphere in this season, God. We even ask you to bless the minds and the hearts of our leaders of each and every country, God. Fix the minds and hearts of our people, God. These are your people, Father. We need you right now, God. We need you to intercede where we can't get to, Father. We need you to touch. They need your touch, God. We need you to touch, God. We need you to touch down on your people on this day, God. So we thank you and we glorify you. And listen, one more thing before I close out, before I play this long song. It's not really a long song. This month is First Lady, it's her birthday, her life day. First Lady of MCI Ministry Radio. She does so much, so much, so much, not only for me, but for the ministry. And people who know her know she goes out of her way, especially when it comes to ministry. She don't do the nonsense. She don't be playing the game. But she has been such a blessing. So me, myself included, let's
will just be a blessing. We're going to announce the day of her birthday. Those who want to be a blessing to her, amen. Those who can, amen. Those who can't, pray for her, amen. A sincere prayer of prosperity, wisdom, good health, good strength, amen, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that God has put us with good people, and we know that this is good ground. So we thank you. And like I said, it's her birthday on this month. If you can just, you know, find in your heart to do whatever you can do for her, amen, in the name of Jesus. So we're going to play this song, and I just pray that it do something for you like it always do something for me. Amen. I love this song. God is good.
Von, I know we're not supposed to sing this tonight, but I keep hearing this. And after all that I've been through,
yes,
I've got a story to tell you. He wouldn't let the devil consume me.
He wouldn't let the devil consume me.
Because God knew he could use me.
Oh, he could use me. Come on, y'all. Take that
God
part.
Is no respecter of persons.
Yes. All of us got a chance.
What he's done for me.
Yes.
Woo. He'll do the same for you. What he's done for me, he'll do the same for you. Because he's given you the same grace. God has given you the same grace.
Yes.
God's given you the same grace.
Yes.
I'm talking about that Daniel grace. Hey. Shoulder, tell him God is no respecter of persons. Oh, what he's done.
Understand that even though you are in the fire, the same grace that he gave Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is the same grace that God has given you. What is that, Bishop? What is that grace, Bishop? You're going to be in the fire, but when you come out, you won't smell like smoke. You're going to be in the fiery furnace, but when you come out, you won't look like what you've been through. God's given you the same grace.
Same grace.
Lay your hand on your neighbor, say,
same grace.
Tell him, say, because he's given. Tonight.
life, but now I got grace on my life.
That's a grace on my life.
Because we got church in the morning. Say, that's a grace on my life.
Bless you in Jesus' name. Good night.